Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
How many of you out there have come to the decision that you need to lose weight this year? If so, you may be one of the millions who struggle with weight loss. Well, today your wait is over. Joining us is our own very own Chew on This co-host and author of the New York Times best-selling Skinny Bitch series of books. She's joined forces with a fellow vegan, certified personal trainer, and founder of a vegan gluten-free cleanse. Here to share with us their seven steps to getting skinny, please welcome Kimber Nguyen and Lindsay Rhinesmith here, or Dr. David Friedman.
Lindsay and Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
That's great. You know, for many people, the number seven is a lucky number, but you have both turned it into a skinny number. And the first thing you recommend is to detoxify. And the analogy I use for patients is comparing this to getting an oil change before you put brand new oil in your engine. First, you need to clean out the old. Now, Lindsay, share why detoxifying should be the first step for anyone that wants to lose weight.
Well, frankly, we live a toxic lifestyle as a society, and there's an opportunity for 1 to 6 days to just give your body a healthy rest and abstain from some of the toxic and potentially harmful foods that we might be used to eating, especially around the holidays. And you don't have to do anything extreme to detoxify your system. It's all about putting natural, pure, plant-based ingredients into your body and picking something that's suitable for your lifestyle. So you don't have to go on a starvation diet, you don't have to fast, and you don't have to use any kind of scary laxatives or diet pills.
Right.
You can just choose to use all natural, pure ingredients and plenty of water.
And really, you said it's between 1 and 6 days, and then how often would you recommend somebody detoxify?
Everybody's needs are obviously different. I mean, I personally like to do about 3 days, 2 or 3 times a year. I live a pretty healthy lifestyle. I'm a vegan.
Yeah,
I exercise, you know. But we're all guilty of falling off the wagon every once in a while. And cleanses are this great way to get your mind cleansed, to be thinking mindfully about what you're putting into your body and choosing the foods you're eating rather than just eating because you're bored or eating because it happens to be in front of you.
Great stuff. Let's get to step number two, is clean house. What do you mean by that? Just go out and vacuum?
I'm losing weight. Much more in depth on this one. You know, it's really going into your kitchen cabinets and seeing the food that, oh, wow, that's been there since last summer, and it's still looking good. I don't think I should be putting that in my body. You know, if there's a lot of chemicals, it's all processed, and it's really outliving your house because it's been there since you've moved in, probably not a good idea. So it's taking the junk food, all the foods that have things that you can't pronounce or understand, and replacing them with healthy foods, all natural foods, and foods that will actually go bad if you don't eat them within a few days. These are things you need to focus on. So getting rid of the bad stuff and bringing in the good stuff.
Right. And I know your book, Vegan Swap, you teach people how to clean out that fattening, unhealthy foods and meals and replace them with whole food, plant-based alternatives. Give us one quick example. What would be eat this, not that?
Well, I think for sugar, that's a big thing for people. I like using, there's other kinds, there's stevia, agave nectar, evaporated cane juice crystals are better than, you know, refined white sugar.
Right. So clean out that. Lindsay, you recommend meal replacements and a healthy breakfast for steps 3 and 4. So no meal replacement for breakfast, but it's okay in the afternoon.
Oh, you can certainly utilize meal replacements. It's all for breakfast. It's all about fitting into your schedule. I mean, so many of us, we work, we have families, we have commitments. And if you want to be able to stay healthy on the go, you want to be prepared so that you're not hitting up a vending machine, you're not going through a drive-thru, because that's just the realities of our busy lives. So you want to keep on you some healthy meal replacements, some healthy snacks. And there are tons available that are all natural, that are very healthy for you, low calorie, and come in shelf-stable form and use no preservatives. And these are dry foods, wet foods, and basically, you just want to make sure you're picking something that has both protein and fiber so that you're staying full and you have energy. And it's really just to keep you from making a bad choice.
Right. So you said protein and fiber. That was steps 5, which we want to make sure people are keeping tabs. And protein and fiber, that doesn't mean supplement. You can do that through diet, correct?
Protein and fiber, it's so important. It's a good combination because you're full, it gives you energy, and anything like, you know, like I have a recipe for lentil tacos or chili. Chili is a good one because you can have any kind of, I use those ground beef, fake ground beef crumbles, and lots of beans. So you've got fiber, you've got protein. It's a great meal, easy. You can even eat it the next day.
And you mentioned something important, appetite suppressant. Because you're full, you don't crave some of that junk food because it satisfies you. You're not eating more,
exactly.
And of course, then you lose weight. That would make sense. And Lindsay, 6 and 7 is hydrate and then get moving. What do you mean by that?
Exactly. Well, obviously, hydration is so important. I mean, when you're chronically dehydrated, you have no energy, you have trouble losing weight, you might be bloated, and frankly, drink plenty of water helps you to stay focused on, are you actually hungry or are you thirsty, and it can clear up your skin to stay hydrated.
Right.
And it's obviously important to stay hydrated when you're exercising. And as a certified personal trainer, I can tell you that in order to get maximum calorie burn, you really want to do high-intensity interval training. This is where you're going to work out really hard for just a short amount of time, and then you're going to give your body a rest. And this is perfect for people that are busy, that don't have 2 hours a day to devote to exercising, people who need to be able to work out in their homes. You could basically choose a series of high-intensity exercises, jumping jacks, push-ups. I mean, these are really basic things. And basically do each exercise for 30 seconds, I say. Do a few exercises in a row and then take a break. And then do it again. And believe it or not, in 30 minutes, you're going to be sweating. You're going to have this great workout. And this is something you can fit in between things. You can do it in front of the television. And that's what it's about. It's about finding ways to give yourself high-intensity exercise, but on your schedule with your lifestyle.
So they don't have to go out and run a giant marathon. They could just, you know, spend 20 minutes doing some quick push-ups.
Right, but you want to make sure you're really pushing yourself and challenging yourself. And that's where that high-intensity comes in.
Makes sense. Now the number one step is to detoxify, and you have a new detox cleanse. Tell us about this, because that's number one on your list.
I created Kangaroo because I didn't feel that there was a cleanse out there that was suitable for my lifestyle. You know, Kangaroo is really about providing your body with a nutritional balance. It has a full serving of fruit and fiber and protein, and it's actually done in conjunction with raw foods, raw fruits and vegetables. So there's no starving yourself. There's no harsh chemicals, no laxatives. So this is something that pretty much anybody can do. And it's really filling. And that was important for me because I work, you know, I have a family. It's important that you're not cranky, that you can still maintain your healthy lifestyle. And
I was
really frustrated with what was out there.
Right. And Kim, there's so much more to detoxify. I know we're talking about weight loss, but what are some other effects that people have when they detox? What's going to clear up and how quickly will they see it?
Well, it's amazing. You know, people have come to me and talked about how their skin clears up, their allergies clear up. The partner, Rory, that we wrote the book together, the first book, Skinny Bitch, we were roommates for a while, and she had this cough in the morning. It was terrible, and we would joke about it, but the minute that she went from vegetarian to vegan and she started like really cleaning out her body and focusing on detoxifying and eating cleaner foods, I mean, things that she had cleared up within a month, she didn't wake up hacking anymore. And I use her as an example because, you know, I know a lot of people like that. You know, you wake up, you're coughing, you're like, I don't smoke. Why am I going through this? But especially when you have a lot of dairy products or, you know, junk food or stuff, your body just gets overloaded, and you do such a favor for your system to lighten it up, give it a break, and let it clean house for you.
Well,
yeah,
clean out the oil. Clean out the oil, and thank you so much, ladies. To learn more about the 7 steps to skinny and also the Kangaroo Vegan Cleanse, go to krdetox.com. Kim's website is skinnybitch.net. We have an important announcement about our Whole Body Transformation Challenge later in the show. Stay tuned because you could win a free 3-day cleanse. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.